woman must come to me for my accord. And in my court I sit all day, giving agreeable girls away. With one for him, and one for he, and one for you, and one for ye, and one for thou, and one for thee. But never, oh never, a one for me. Which is exasperating for a highly susceptible chancellor.
Which is exasperating for a highly susceptible chancellor.
To give her to whichever one of you she may think proper to select. And the noble lord has just gone to her cottage to request her immediate attendance.
It would be idle to deny that I myself have the misfortune to be singularly attracted by this young person. My regard for her is rapidly undermining my constitution. 3 months ago, I was a stout man. I need say no more.
If I could reconcile it with my duty, I should unhesitatingly award it to myself. For I can conscientiously say, I know no one who is so well suited to render her exceptionally happy.
Yeah.
But such an award would be open to misconstruction, and therefore, at whatever personal inconvenience, I waive my claim.
My lord, I desire on the part of this house to express its sincere sympathy with your lordship's most painful position.
I thank your lordships. The feelings of a Lord Chancellor who's in love with a ward of court are not to be envied. What is his position? Can he give his own consent to his own marriage with his own ward? Can he marry his own ward without his own consent? And if he marry his own ward without his own consent, can he commit himself for contempt of his own court? And if he commit himself for contempt of his own court, can he appear by counsel before himself to move for arrest of his own judgment? Oh, my lords, it is indeed painful to have to sit upon a woolsack which is stuffed with such thorns as these.
My lord, I have succeeded in inducing the young person to present herself at the bar of this house. denials, nor with no bond disdain augment our trials. Hearts just as pure and fair may beat in the breast fair as in the lonely air of seven dyers. Look not, of what avail art thou to serve us now, though bleeding from the blood, blue blood, the blue blood.
Of what avail art thou?
And have you the heart to apply the prosaic rules of evidence? before my eyes, and it is to that fact that I owe my advancement to my present distinguished position. When I went to the bar as a very young man, said I to myself, said I, I'll work on a new and original plan, said I to myself, said I. I'll never assume that a rogue or a thief is a gentleman worthy implicit belief, because his attorney has sent me a brief, said I to myself, said I. And I go into court, I will read my brief through, said I to myself, said I. And I'll never take work I'm unable to do, said I to myself, said I. My learned profession I'll never disgrace by taking a fee with a grin on my face, when I haven't been there to attend to the case, said I to myself, said I. I'll never throw dust in a juryman's eyes, said I to myself, said I. Or hoodwink a judge who is not overwise, said I to myself, said I. Or assume that the witness is summoned in force, in exchequer, lose, bench, common pleas, or divorce, and perjure themselves as a matter of course, said I to myself, said I. In other professions in which men engage, said I to myself, said I. The army, the knife, the church, and the stage. Alas, for Yorick. I knew him, Horatio, said I to myself, said I. Professional license if carried too far, your chance of promotion would certainly mar, and I fancy the rule might apply to the bar, said I to myself, said I.
And all is dull and gray, to chase the gloom away on the alcohol.
What was that?
I think I heard him say that on a rainy day, to while the time away on party fall.
We think we heard him say that on a rainy day, to while the time away on party fall.
Give him one.
Heard the mixed remark,